Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The breaking news, KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7:30, Steve and 10 in the morning. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport will have to renumber its runways due to the slow but constant shift in the Earth's magnetic poles that's altered pilots' compass headings. The Wichita Eagle reports airport officials told members of the Wichita Airport Advisory Board the compass headings of the airport's three runways have shifted 6 degrees. The change has prompted the airport to plan to renumber its two primary and one crosswind runways for the first time in its nearly 64-year history. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some slick roadways are going to be the main concern on the drive into work this morning, so it may be a bit slow going. But as a cold Arctic air mass continues to move in, that will send temperatures into the mid-teens by late today. Tonight, a wind chill advisory in effect. Clear with a low near zero. Wind chills at 15 to 20 below. Sunny and 14 Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
A light snow, 30 degrees, got a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. The attorney representing the family of Andy Finch says the family blames the Wichita police officer who shot him, not the prank caller, for his death.
Civil rights attorney Andrew M. Stroth, who is representing the Finch family, said that the Wichita Police Department bears responsibility for the use of excessive, reckless, unreasonable, and lethal force. He added that while the family does want to see Barris held responsible for allegedly making the swatting phone call, he wasn't the one who pulled the trigger. Since the shooting, the officer's name has not been released, and the only information that has been released from the DA's office is that the officer is currently on paid administrative leave. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The widow of an Indian man killed nearly a year ago in a suspected hate crime in Kansas has devoted herself to spreading love and positivity in his name.
Police allege 32-year-old Saranavas Kujabatla, an Indian immigrant living in Olathe, was shot to death last February at Austin's Bar and Grill by Adam Purinton, who witnesses say yelled for the victim to, quote, get out of my country. The Kansas City Star reports Purinton faces charges that include first-degree murder and hate crime. Kujibatla's wife, 33-year-old Sunayana Dumala, spoke publicly about her husband last month at Garmin, where Kujibatla worked. She says she still doesn't feel very welcome in the U.S., but is trying to appeal to the best in people. Dumala says she's increasingly outspoken against hate in an effort to share Kujibatla's legacy. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The governor's proposed fiscal year 2019 Kansas budget is prompting some skepticism from legislative leadership. Don Heineman is the House Majority Leader. He says the proposed budget does put more money in areas that do need additional funding. But the problem is in the years beyond Governor Brownback's tenure.
It works great for a year, maybe 2 years, and then the wheels fall off, and there's not enough funds to keep that level of expenditure going. That's a disappointment to, I think, essentially all of us legislators, and it's an issue that we're going to have to deal with.
A Hawaii congresswoman wants answers after a false text message alert about an imminent missile attack on the island.
One like this should be clearly tied to the military. And the military should have the actual trigger, if you want to call it, the button, or the ability to notify the residents of the state.
That's Democratic Representative Colleen Wanabusa. The text message alert went out Saturday morning local time. It read, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. It took about 40 minutes for a second alert to go out, identifying the first message as a false alarm. Can Congress and the president reach a deal on DACA?
DACA, that's the program to prevent people brought here illegally as children from being deported. The Trump administration plans to shut it down in March unless legislators send him a bill making it a law. So lawmakers are trying to figure out if they let it end, or if they put it in a standalone bill, or if they wrap up some type of DACA and immigration reform in a bill to fund the government. Democrats such as Georgia Congressman John Lewis on ABC This Week say DACA first.
I, for one, will not vote for government funding until we get a deal on DACA.
In Washington, Molly Henneberg, Fox News.
7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is Monday, January 15th. It is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday today, a federal holiday, honoring the civil rights leader, the late civil rights leader. So a lot of government offices are closed today, and we will not have postal delivery. A Utah grandmother who decorated her yard with a painted Volkswagen Beetle hung in a tree is fighting back after the city ordered her to take it down. Janice Zettel of Clearfield bolted the gutted car into the branches of a tree in her yard. She and her husband Roy stripped the vehicle so that it wouldn't weigh any more than the treehouse it would be replacing. After that, they sealed it up so that no one could get into it, painted it like a ladybug, lifted it with the assistance of a neighbor's forklift, and bolted it into place. But authorities handed the 64-year-old woman a nuisance vehicle ordinance citation and an order to take it down. Zettel says she was just being creative and artsy. A Volkswagen Beetle in a tree. I got to say, that is unusual. On this date in 1892, the original rules of basketball, devised by James Naismith, were published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. And, of course, Dr. Naismith gravitated to Lawrence, Kansas, and the University of Kansas, where he brought the game about. And the rules, handwritten set of the rules, are now housed at the University of Kansas. A few years ago, somebody found them and decided that KU would be a good spot for those rules. Basketball originated on this date in 1892. A private school that asked fourth graders to list three good reasons for slavery and three bad ones has apologized to parents after the mother of a black student posted the assignment on Facebook. Tramika Brown Berry posted a picture of the assignment from our Redeemer Lutheran School in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, after seeing her 9-year-old son struggling to answer the question. She compared the question to asking someone to list three good reasons for rape or the Holocaust. The school thanked Brownberry for bringing the matter to their attention. Officials said the homework was not intended to make students argue there are any good reasons for slavery, but admitted to parents in a letter that the assignment was offensive and showed a lack of sensitivity. So there you go. They probably worded that incorrectly. Maybe what were the reasons given for slavery and to support it?
There are a lot of ways to word that that would have worked out a lot better for them, I think.
That was pretty clumsy. Pretty clumsy indeed. All right. It's 7:38 now with Steve and Ted. And looking over what we've been doing here for the last couple of days, I had a Friday off, and my wife and I actually went out to see a movie. Haven't been to see a movie in a long time.
Oh, what'd you go see?
Went to see The Post.
Hey.
Probably that noon showing was one of the first in town on Friday. And there were some people there. It used to look like most of us were middle-aged or retired. But The Post is an excellent film. For those of course, our listeners are people who are into the news and into history and so forth. This would be very interesting to you because it's about the publication of the Pentagon Papers.
Yes.
Which basically said that several presidents had misled the American people on Vietnam. And so you've got this, you got the Pentagon Papers being published. New York Times gets them first. The Post is playing catch up. Tom Hanks is in it. Of course, he's a Ben Bradley, who was a close friend of President Kennedy. And Kay Graham is played by Meryl Streep. She's the publisher, and she was a good friend of Lyndon Johnson's. They're good friends of at least two of the presidents that were so badly treated by the Pentagon Papers. Now they had to decide whether they're going to publish the papers. And they have to decide during a week when the Washington Post, which was a locally owned family newspaper in those days, was going to go public. They were going to have a stock offering. And, of course, the lawyers were saying, hey, you can't do this. You can't publish this stuff. The bankers will back out. Da, da, da. And it's a doggone good film. Of course, it's on an adult level. You have to, it's not one of these things where they've got a car chase every 4 minutes and people are getting blasted all over the screen. This is a thought-provoking, film. Freedom of the press. Should the people run the government, or should the governors run the government? It's pretty good. Good constitutional crisis in it, and of course you got two good stars in Meryl Streep and
and Tom Hanks.
All right.
So Steven Spielberg directs, and of course that means it's going to be a great film. And mm-hmm. It is. I will just say, if you get a chance, you might want to go take a look at it.
Really, really good cast.
Thursday night, my wife and I and my brother and his wife, Jerry and Dorothy, went out to eat at Stroud's. And we were at Stroud's, just the other day?
Just a couple weeks ago.
Ted and Don Grant. And so I've been at Stroud's a couple times here in the past. Kevin, our good friend who's a Stephen Ted listener, he wasn't there that evening. He had gone home. But so I didn't get to see Kevin to say hi. But, Kevin, if you're listening, we were there. And we had a good waiter. He treated us very nicely and had a great meal, of course.
Right.
But I've been to Stroud's twice now in the past couple of weeks. I feel kind of spoiled.
Yeah, you've had plenty of gravy. Your gravy quotient
I'm doing great on gravy.
It's okay. Up there, yeah.
We are looking at a day of some problems on traffic and so forth. We'll keep you posted on that.
That's now right.
7:41 coming up. We've got business news from the Wichita Business Journal on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning. We're going to talk about local manufacturing companies merging. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.